you want creativity and if you want productivity, you need to have both sides. Yeah. If you want the best solution, you cannot have only men's side of story, because we all know how different we are, and that's our advantage.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
My name is Milena Milic, and for the past 2 years, I've been working for a Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. So this is a Swiss project that helps empower communities in Western Balkans and also Peru and Vietnam, helping entrepreneurs and organizations that work with entrepreneurs be better.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. And I am in Belgrade, Serbia, and I'm so excited. One of the first women in tech that I had the blessing to meet was Milica. And I might be saying it slightly wrong. How do you pronounce it?
Milica.
Milica. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to practice this over and over. She is the wife, coincidentally enough, of one of the startup founders that I got to meet, which is one of the reasons I was here. And I was walking with him and I was giving him a Women in Tech sticker. And I said, I know your wife isn't in tech, but here's a Women in Tech sticker for her, because I just wanted her to feel included. He's like, actually, my wife is in tech. I'm like, what? I was like, I want to meet her. And then we had a great day with her and her husband. We went around town, around Belgrade. It was the very first social experience I got to have, like seeing Belgrade as a tourist. And now I get to sit in my Belgrade apartment with her doing this interview. Thank you for making time.
Thank you for calling me. And also, I want to say one more thing before we start anything. So you said I'm a wife of a guy. So that's only one of my roles, you know, like being a wife. So
yeah,
it's only one part of my life. So yeah. Darko doesn't like for me to be introduced as his wife, because he says it's a little bit not.
Totally.
Like, yeah, it's not the accent of what I do, but what who I am in the interaction with him. So that's why he doesn't like it.
I love that you corrected me.
Yeah.
What I love about you saying that is even when we were together, you said this thing. How did you say it? You said when we met each other or something. You phrased it in a way that was very mutually...
Oh, we found each other.
And I love that. It wasn't like I met him, he met me. It's like we found each other. And I was like, whoa, I love that. We found each other.
Yeah, we feel like that. It's not like he's a dominant or I'm the... It's really we are equal contributors to our partnership. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you for not just like... correcting me or evolving me or edging, but all of us, like, I think it's important to create and foster that identity of our own and be strong, but also be a partner.
Exactly.
It's one of my favorite questions to ask a lot of the women who are married or who do have children. I like to say, like, what does a supportive atmosphere look like in your professional? How are you a strong, driven woman in tech and also a partner, also a mom, also a wife, also a friend, also all these things? And so it's really empowering, the word choice as you use. So you created, well, go ahead and formally introduce yourself to everybody and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so I'm a co-founder of IT Connect Community. It's one of the largest IT communities in Balkan now. So we started 5 years ago, and our idea was to connect all IT industry and stakeholders in IT industry on one place. So we created this event called also IT Connect. 5 years ago, and it had like a big conference that we brought people from Facebook, Google, Twitter, director of Twitter. It was really interesting and like very strong quality.
Yeah.
And next to that, we had IT job fair, we brought companies who presented themselves in a different way, not only creating booths, like booth, here your CV, give me, but presenting themselves in a good way, like showing what they're doing, projects, like some IoT thing stuff, VR, VR high-tech equipment. So next to it, we had a part where we presented IT organizations who do, like NGOs, who do different kind of things in IT. Also, we had a part where there was like IT educational institutes, because they're a very important part of our IT ecosystem, because without IT education, you have nothing. I mean,
what inspired you to create IT Connect in the first place? And how long ago was this?
It was 5 years ago. And this is our fifth year we are working. And it got us inspired. First thing that me and my partner, we were so deep into IT industry that we understood the disadvantages and advantages. So we understood what people needed. And we saw it.
When you say your partner in this sense, do you mean your business partner or do you mean partner, your husband?
Yeah, okay. My business partner. She's her name is also Milica. So
Milica.
We're known in IT industry as M&M, like the candy. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So our idea was we saw that everybody is doing something. Like IT companies, they're trying to do something. IT organizations also for themselves. Gaming industry is something but there was not one event who would unite the whole IT industry and say, okay, we're all on one place. Let's see what we can do and how we can be 1 + 1 = 3, like a synergy. So this is what we did. And that's how we started. Then we evolved into something way bigger than only an event. So,
and what have you found has been an obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
The big obstacle, actually, since we are talking here about women in tech, was actually that we are a woman.
Yeah.
You know, because we were two women trying to do something for mostly men, because back then there were like few ladies over there. So it was a big challenge for us to come and say, okay, we are two ladies, we want to help you guys.
Right.
And it was a really, they were feeling like maybe they don't understand us. Maybe we don't understand them, you know,
a
little bit like they understand each other. So we proved it wrong. We fought a lot. We made an event where they could feel like they are on a playground.
Right.
We had a gaming corner. We understood their needs so good. And that's how actually it was the hardest part for them to realize, okay, this girl, they know what they're doing. So we gathered around 2,500 developers for the first year.
Yeah.
Because of the content we created. So they trusted us. Since that moment on, it was relief, but we fought for that.
Wait, did you just say 200,000 developers?
2,500
developers. I mean, that's a lot of developers.
For the first time, yeah.
That's a lot of developers.
Now we gather more than 10,000 developers on one place in IT Connect community. So it's a huge deal. And more than 100 IT companies we work with. And we gather also IT educational institutes. They are 30 of them. Media, more than 50.
How often do you do your events?
Our event, the main event, is in April. And we now evolved into IT month. So we have a whole month dedicated next year to IT. And we have it not only in Belgrade, which is the main like hot place IT. It's all around Serbia, because it's important to do the decentralization. Everything is in Belgrade, but we want to empower local IT communities to have an IT industry, to educate their people into IT, and to bring IT companies over there and hire those people. So we want to spread the power of IT all over Serbia, not only in Belgrade. It's hard. We are also fighting, but we will overcome, of course, this challenge.
And when did you first fall in love with technology? When do you remember having that initial relationship and interest in tech?
Oh, such an interesting question. I can scroll back my memory to the time when I was the second year of high school. I got my first computer, and my initial question was, how is this working? How is it possible? You know, I was amazed. So my initial action was, okay, let's disassemble it and see what is inside.
Nobody thinks that. Except if you're super into tech.
So this was my first drive when I took a dad screwdriver.
Yeah.
Screwdriver, yeah.
Yeah.
So I I unfolded the whole computer in front of me and I was looking at a motherboard and a cooler and at all the pieces. And I was like, this is so interesting. Yeah. And then the spark started to go from there.
And then when was your first parlay into becoming more professional with it? Not necessarily your job, but maybe studying in school. Yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah, I was enrolled in high school. It was a robotic department, yeah. Like a programming robotic department. And I was attending many competitions over there and I was winning, actually. I was like first, second or third prize all the time. Yeah. So I was really good at it. Then I enrolled in a faculty that has two departments. One is two main departments. One is management, yeah. And the other one is IT.
Yeah.
I enrolled the first year, everybody were together. I enrolled because of IT. But then on the second year, when we choose the direction we are going to go,
yeah.
I realized actually I don't want to be a person who is going to program. I want to be involved in IT industry but not program.
Right.
So I focused myself on IT management, so I went there.
And that's what you did as your introduction into your professional career, IT management?
Yeah.
And what does that mean? What's a day in the life of IT management look like?
So it's a very dynamic actually role because you have, depending on a project, I would say. So now, for example, we have a project for a client and the project is how to make IT people engaged into a company. So what I do, I gather IT guys around me and I talk with them.
Yeah.
For example, if the company needs Java developers, I gather Java developers around me and I let them talk. I ask them questions. I understand how they think, the way they perceive things. So I write it down. I create a scenario in my head. So I make some project based on these things.
Right.
So recently we have made a competition, online competition, where some Java developers could find errors in the code online and they would send us, there was a field, send us the error and your email and we're going to call you. So one guy won GoPro 6, like the newest GoPro, just because he found the error and they got to hire him.
No way.
So this is the way we approach things, not like hiring, give the job ad online and you're going to manage. So my job is now to manage IT people, even though it's not pure IT management, but it became this, you know, during the years. Because companies, we started with IT Connect as an event, but companies saw something different in us later. They saw a problem solvers and storytellers in IT.
Right.
So they said slowly, like one by one, company came to us and say, okay, you can maybe tell this story of like how we achieved this project to the IT community.
Right.
So we started telling stories. Then they say, okay, you can help us organize this event or find these people or do this marketing project. So let's try. So we get into this. So now we are also like an outsourcing agency to help IT business part of IT companies. So
like tonight I was telling you that I was looking for a Serbian developer. And is it something where like people can go to IT Connect and they can find the talent there? Should I have been like, wait, let me go to Melitza and just ask her?
Yeah, I was wondering why you didn't.
I don't know. I felt like I was just tired, but guess I felt like IT Connect is so much of a community of IT professionals, like a community isn't like a hub for the IT professionals to meet one another, not for
also
someone
that.
To like, so when I think of your organization, I think of a community hub. I don't think of like a talent source. So you're saying no, it's both.
It's both. Yeah. It's a multi-platform thing. So we don't charge actually this. A lot of people, also today I got an email, there was a junior guy just finished education in IT and he sent a CV asking, so if you know a company who is looking for this profile, please recommend me. So this is what we do free of charge. This is not our...
How do you get paid?
We get paid on the project because we... Our main thing is to put right people on right place. If a guy contact us, we will do a free of charge like fitting, company fitting for him. This
right.
is what we do. Like we already know which company is working, is looking for what. So it's an easy thing for us. But
right.
we take money from the companies right. for the projects we do for them.
But you, with your own dev team.
Yeah, with our own dev team, yeah.
So literally you just, I mean, if it's funny that I sound this surprised because it's exactly the same thing I do in a different way in Los Angeles. But like listening to you speak, I'm like, but really, you're just helping that many people? And someone could say the exact same thing to me, like, it's free. Why are you just helping that many people? And now I'm like, this is why people sound crazy when I talk as well. Like, it's amazing what you're doing, that you're connecting the talent to these jobs. I mean, it's amazing. It's really beautiful.
You know, I was selling my soul to a lot of big corporations in the past. And then I realized, okay, if I'm going to earn money, let's earn it for a good cause. You know, let's help people. Plus, I can earn money doing this kind of project that
yeah.
I know, that I like, that I'm very good at it. So this is what I did. And IT Connect is now not only a platform for helping people or doing projects for IT companies.
Yeah.
It's a much more than that. It's like educational place. It's like a society changing place because
yeah.
we have many projects that we are working on. For example, we have a project, Women in Tech, as you have it in Los
yeah.
Angeles. So our project consists of many different actions and events. For example, we organized a few years ago in this Women in Tech project, organized a competition for a woman who are founders of a startup to go. There was a competition for them, and the winner got to go to Israel to start Tel Aviv. It's a startup competition
yeah.
to pitch for their own project and idea. So this is one of them. So we are working with GoDaddy here. They have their own project, Women in Tech. We're working with them to create the movement in the company field now. For the people in companies to be aware how women are important for the IT community, because it's not only like, okay, we're women, we need you in IT or whatever. It's really a problem, because if you want creativity and if you want productivity, you need to have both sides.
Yeah.
If you want the best solution, you cannot have only men's side of story, because we all know how different we are, and that's our advantage. We need to have both sides of story aligned
yeah.
and working together to get the best achievements. So.
And if someone listening right now wanted to stimulate the IT Women in Tech community in another city around the world, are you someone that they could reach out to
yeah,
have
course.
That conversation and to
yeah,
help like accelerate it forward?
We can give you the things we have done in our community. We can give you the steps. We can give you the milestones. What was the good thing with it, what was the bad, what we stumbled upon to. So we can help for sure, and we're glad to do it. So feel free to contact us.
How can people find out more about IT Connect? Where can they go?
There is a website.
So it's itkonekt.com.
Yeah, yeah. It's like IT Connect, but in Serbian, wrote in Serbian. Yeah.
And where can people find you on social or LinkedIn or email? What's most comfortable for you?
Yeah, whatever. They can find me.
Maybe
Facebook,
LinkedIn?
Instagram. In LinkedIn is fine.
Which one do you prefer?
LinkedIn is fine. I don't use this often, but Instagram is my social media.
And her Instagram is Melitza. Dot space time. Is that right, Melitza?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's themilica dot space time. SpaceTime.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Instagram.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. Has this been your first podcast?
Yeah, actually. It's me.
Ah!
And I'm so
excited.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
so happy. I find you to be such an empowering, strong woman. And we got to talking when we initially met. You've traveled a lot like I have. You're
yeah,
really
right.
into being independent, being self-aware, being inclusive. Like sometimes I find that people are independent, but then they become exclusive.
Yeah.
You're about being inclusive, collaboration.
You process this very good, actually. I didn't think of this in a way that inclusive and exclusive, but yeah, you're right. I don't know it about myself. You are the one to judge, but this aspect of describing is really good. Yeah, so you're my soul sister from LA, actually.
I appreciate it.
We didn't meet, actually, by chance.
So. I love it. No, you're absolutely inspiring. And I'm so happy to have connected with you. And I'm so glad to even have gained clarity myself on IT Connect.
Yeah.
I think it's even a challenge that I have with, and I'm not saying this is a challenge for you, but it's a challenge that I have with We Are LA Tech, is people see it as just this like free floating community hub. Yeah. That they don't like understand where the business happens or how to use it exactly. They just see it as like, yeah, this amazing thing people love, but like, what's it mean to me, you know? Yeah, and so yeah, I'm like, oh, it means to me, like, for the strongest events in IT in Belgrade and around Serbia, look to IT Connect, also doing amazing things to accelerate women in tech forward and celebrate these incredible, incredible people doing awesome, innovative things in the tech space, as well as if I'm looking for a developer, no matter where I'm based in the world, I can go to Melissa and say, yeah, okay, who's within the IT tech community? This is the kind of project I have. And then if I have a project that I specifically want to hire you for. Now, when is your team the right fit? Like, when do you not give it to someone else? And when does your team take the project on?
We see based on the size of a project, based on a description, if we feel we can do it, we are doing it. So if we feel we have an idea, right idea, creative idea, how to approach the problem solving thing, we do it. If we don't have it, we are just distributing it forward to our... Yeah. We have also one project called Serbian IT Outsourcing Community. So yeah, that's what another thing we're doing.
Is it in Serbian or is it in English?
It's in English, but it's just starting. We're going to... So what we do, we notice a lot of foreign companies, they contact us, they find us online somewhere, yeah, by embassy also, different embassies. So they contact us and they say, we have a project and we want Serbian IT guys to do it, but we don't know who to contact.
Totally.
So we decided, okay, let's gather IT outsourcing people, like companies, yeah, on one place,
yeah,
and let's be the marketplace. So
100%.
We receive the description from a client and we distribute to these 100 companies who bids the best and who gets the best offer. So yeah, we are giving it to the guy. We're just here to connect people.
It's so cool. It's so cool. You and I, these kindred spirit connectors.
Exactly.
I'm so grateful you've been on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Do you listen to podcasts? And it's okay if you don't. Do you?
No, I don't. I read books.
Oh, so what is your favorite book? Or the most recent book that you've read that you really liked?
The most recent is Sapiens, but now I'm reading Cosmos from Carl Sagan. Yeah. Yeah, I love quantum physics and I love physics and astronomy. So this is my field at the moment. You can see by my Instagram account, like SpaceTime. So I'm all into that.
So rad. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. If you want to connect and collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight there. Womenintechvip.com. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will talk to you guys. See you guys here. You guys in the next episode. Bye
guys, see you somewhere in the world. Hi guys, my name is Milica Radović-Mandić. My company name is IT Connect and we gather all IT community of Balkan on one place. We are based in Belgrade, Serbia, and you're listening Women in Tech.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
This is a Swiss project that helps empower communities in Western Balkans and also Peru and Vietnam, helping entrepreneurs and organizations that work with entrepreneurs be better. What we're working on the most is empowering the community of entrepreneurs in Western Balkans. So that means Serbia, Bosnia, Macedonia, and Albania. And our team is working in Serbia and Bosnia. So one of our main activities is bringing foreign experts and mentors to work with the local entrepreneurs and managers and CEOs of companies. My name is Milena Milic. And for the past 2 years, I've been working for a Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
To find out more about the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.